Good evening.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own cities. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being greatly with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room in the inn for them. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock at night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of joy, great joy, which shall be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angels, a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth and goodwill toward men. God bless our reading.
Unbeknownst to Sandy, I did add a little bit extra there, so I'll finish.
Take it off.
Oh, okay.
Want me to read it?
No, don't worry. Usually I only make like one mistake per service, so tonight's just special. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. The word of the Lord. Glorious God, in Jesus your grace appears, bringing salvation to all. Help us to ponder your words of love by the light of your Spirit, that we may all be stirred to proclaim glad tidings of peace and welcome Christ in our world. Amen. I feel confident that most people here know the story of Jesus' birth. Mary and Joseph traveled to Bethlehem to take part in this census. And you know, a whole bunch of other people did too. It wasn't just them being counted. And there were so many people there that there weren't any hotel rooms. There wasn't room in the inn. And we've seen depictions of the birth of Christ. Well, not the actual birth, but right after the birth. And his family was in, you know, sometimes it's a stable or a guest room or a cave. Regardless, they were also in a place that houses animals. We've seen the feed trough that Jesus was laid in after being wrapped in strips of cloth. The shepherds standing around to admire the baby. The magi from the east presenting their gifts. Our nativity here in the church has all of that. Now, because it was a stable, or, you know, there were obviously a bunch of animals around, right? There were donkeys, horses, oxen, cows. A lot of people, including the Magi, traveled using camels. So there were probably some of those around. And the shepherds, well, they weren't about to just leave their flocks to come, so there were probably a bunch of sheep and goats. Perhaps there were some chickens or other fowl running around. Probably a dog or two to help the shepherds. And you have to have a cat for pest control, so there were probably a couple cats too. I think about this scene, and the cacophony is just deafening. It's this bustling city filled with travelers. The donkeys or camels are creating traffic jams. People are yelling and shouting. Add in the mooing of cows, the clucking of chickens, braying of donkeys. The camels are bellowing. I don't know if you've heard a camel bellow before, but it's interesting. Go home and check that out. And the sheep are bleating. And you just know that once the multitude of heavenly hosts began singing, the dogs just went nuts, set off barking. The cats are just screeching all over the place. It just doesn't seem like a silent night to me. It sounds much more like all of the creatures are stirring on this night. How much of this depiction is accurate? I mean, I don't know. You might find it hard to believe. I wasn't there. So I can only go by what our scripture tells us. Luke is the only gospel that says anything about the day that Jesus was born. And it's really just a two-sentence description. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Luke is implying here that Mary just gave birth. No attendance, no mention of anyone else's presence, no indication of how many hours of labor Mary went through, no cries of, "It's a boy!" No discussion of the animals that were confused by this baby in their feed bowl. We've taken a lot of liberties in using our artistic licenses to imagine what was happening the night Jesus was born. I think that's okay. I really do. That's what happens when people who have walked in darkness see a great light. We've become attuned to all of the possibilities, and we want to share that light with others. Once Jesus was safely swaddled, the angels left Mary's side to visit some shepherds. These men, they were just having a nice, peaceful evening, staring at the stars, telling each other stories, protecting the sheep, and suddenly, this terrifying figure appears to them and tells them not to be afraid and that they should go find this baby wrapped in cloth and laying in a manger. And then a multitude of heavenly hosts start singing the praises of God. You can't just ignore something like that. So the shepherds stir all of the creatures under their watch and head out to Bethlehem to find this baby. Apparently, they chatted up everyone they met along the way because Luke says that all were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. Everyone the shepherds passed were stirred by this story. I've always imagined Mary exhausted upon their arrival and thinking, what now? Can I not have a single moment of peace and silence? But no, that's not what happened. Luke tells us that Mary treasured their words and pondered them in her heart. Mary was just as stirred as all of the other creatures. Now, at the time, Jesus' birth didn't make a whole lot of noise. This was an unexpected birth to poor parents in a small, crowded town. It wasn't something that anyone in any position of power would have really noticed. Jesus' birth didn't warrant any sort of royal birth announcements. But as always, Jesus turns expectations upside down. And the announcement of his birth to obscure and humble people produces wonder and amazement. Unquestionably, the innkeeper was stirred, as more and more people came to see the new family in his guest house. We haven't quite gotten to the part where the Magi are alerted to that astronomical anomaly indicating something new on the horizon. But surely, they're stirred. The light that Jesus' birth has brought into our world stirs all of God's creatures. Let us all embrace that light and be stirred by it as well. Not just tonight, but every day. Amen.